Each year, the Small Business Administration names a Small Business Person of the Year. This year, it named two people, owners of an up-and-coming coffee company. SBA Administrator Maria Contreras-Sweet says the award tells as much about successes in her agency as it does about the coffee shop. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Helen Russell and Brooke McDonald are the Small Business Persons of the Year. The women co-own the San Francisco Bay Area coffee company, Equator Coffees and Teas. SBA Administrator Maria Contreras-Sweet credited the women with not only producing a quality product, but doing it sustainably and improving the community in Panama where the coffee plants are grown. But the ladies of Equator say a small business loan was the reason they could buy a retail store and take their business to the next level, which is exactly the kind of opportunity that Contreras-Sweet said she is trying to promote within her agency.
First and foremost, I'd want to make sure that there are the innovators at the top of how we think about things, that they've got to be at the top, the mom and pops, all the businesses. But what they need are two other things. The triangle we always know is the creator of force. And so the second part is what they need is access to capital. They need institutions, financial institutions that provide them the capital, but they also need government to work.
How do you get the government to work? Contreras-Sweet says that's what SBA is addressing through several programs, including its SBA One initiative, which helps put small businesses and financial institutions on the same page when it comes to loans. Here's Contreras-Sweet.
It allows them to have e-verify, e-signature. It allows them to understand more quickly whether their customer is going to qualify for an SBA loan. And it allows us to regulate them more effectively because we can see in real time what they're doing. So that system was a massive undertaking at the SBA. So it took some time, but it's finally up and it's running now. Another thing that we saw was that people, when they were looking for a loan, you go to a bank, you knock on the door, you complete an application, and then you wait for what I call a slow maybe. And time is money. And so we just said, we have a website that lists all of the financial institutions, and then we know who is coming to our website to look for loans. So we said, what if we could connect them? So we launched a second initiative that's called Link, L-I-N-C, and you complete an application, and it routes your answers to those financial institutions that have your credit profile in mind. So you're not waiting for a slow maybe. And it could be that you get two or three financial institutions that respond, in which case it allows you now to be in the driver's seat.
Contreras-Sweet says SBA is also challenging city leaders to enroll in the agency's Startup in a Day initiative. She said more than 100 mayors have signed on to the challenge. And while they're not yet standing up businesses in 24 hours, they are shaving days off the process. That's something Helen Russell of Equator Coffee said is welcome news to small business owners.
There's so much red tape when you go to start a business, open a business, when you're going to build something and get a permit. So to be able to be fast-tracked as an entrepreneur and as a business, I think that's something that the SBA is working really, really hard on. And it's really important because if you don't have a large company behind you and you're delayed, it's only going to cost you more money. So to have this organization understand that, that tells me that there's more entrepreneurs within this organization and more people who have worked out in the world. I know that the administrator comes from a banking background and having started three companies herself, and bringing that to this cabinet position helps all the entrepreneurs that are within this program.
The efforts of the SBA to be even more small business friendly can be seen in this year's report card for small business federal contracting. Fiscal 2015 was a record-setting year, according to the report, with the government for the first time reaching its 5% women-owned small business contracting goal since the bar was set in 1996. The government also reached, and in fact surpassed, its 23% overall small business procurement goal by spending more than $90 billion on small business contracts. As a whole, the government received an A on its report card for fiscal 2015. Contreras-Sweet said until recently, SBA looked at the numerator rather than the denominator when it came to getting more out of procurement.
But what we're focused on doing now is to say, what are we counting in that 23% congressionally mandated goal? And what had not been counted was the federal procurement of some of our international operations. And so we have changed the paradigm, I'm very excited to say, that now the pie has also grown. So we think that it will challenge us to make sure that we still keep at the percentage of the numerator with the larger denominator.
The SBA's announcement of the National Small Business Person Award is part of National Small Business Week. This year's recognition runs May 1st through May 7th. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.